Title: Sub and Kick Balance for Old School DnB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's get into the part of old school DnB that separates its loud from its serious. Sub and Kick Balance. That classic jungle roller low end isn't just a big sine wave and a fat kick sitting on top. It's a controlled fight, staged on purpose across the bar, so the kick punches and the sub rolls, and nothing turns to mud. Our goal today is tight, loud low end that feels like the classics. Punch in the 60 to 120 Hz area, weight in the 35 to 60 Hz area, and no weird facey, disappearing act when you hit mono. First, quick setup so you don't lie to yourself with meters. Set your project sample rate and stick to it. If you're using lots of old samples, 44.1 is totally fine. If it's more modern and you're building everything inside the box, 48K is also fine. The key is consistency. Now gain staging. While you're building, aim for about -6 dB peak on the master. Not because it's magic, but because it gives you room to make decisions without everything slamming into a limiter and tricking your ears. Drop in a reference track, a proper rolling jungle or classic DnB tune. And here's the important bit. Turn the reference down so it's not bulleting your master. You want to compare tone and balance, not loudness. Put spectrum on the master. Put utility on the master too, because we're going to mono check constantly. Old school low end that doesn't survive mono isn't old school low end. It's just headphone bass. Now step 1. Choose a kick that belongs with the sub. Selection beats processing every time. Old school vibes usually want a kick with a tight transient, a controlled low tail, and a clear body somewhere around 70 to 110 Hz. Don't overthink it. Drop spectrum after the kick and look for a stable peak in that zone. If the kick's low end is a messy smear, you can still use it, but you're signing up for more work. If the kick has too much sub tail, handle it early. Put it in simpler, one-shot mode, and shorten the fade out slightly until the tail stops sitting on top of your bass line. This one move alone can make your whole groove feel faster. Step 2. Tune the kick. Yes, even in DnB. If your track is in F, for example, your sub fundamental might live around 43.65 Hz for F1 or 87.3 Hz for F2, depending on where you want the weight. Your kick doesn't have to be perfectly tuned like a synth note, but its body should be in a musically helpful neighborhood. Put the kick in simpler and use transpose and detune. Check with tuner, or just watch spectrum and find where the body peak sits. The target is near the key or a related interval, without ruining the transient. If tuning the kick makes it lose punch, undo it. In that case, tune the sub strategy around the kick instead. Teacher tip: with old school rollers, sometimes a kick body that sits a little higher, like around G to a territory, can help the kick read through the break, while the sub sits lower and carries the weight. Use your reference as the truth. Step 3. Build a sub that rolls, not wobbles. Classic rolling subs are usually sine or triangle based. Clean fundamental, controlled harmonics, and consistent level. Make a sub with operator. Oscillator as sine, or triangle if you want a tiny bit more bite. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip both work. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, subtle, and then pull the output down so you're not fooling yourself with volume. EQ 8 next, but keep your hands light. Don't high pass your sub out of fear. Only clean rumble if you actually have rumble. If something is fighting later, we'll make tiny, intentional moves. Optional glue compressor on the sub. Super light. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release on auto and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That's just consistency, not pumping. Now the big old school move that people skip. Arrangement does mixing work. Program the sub line with short gaps where the kick hits. Even tiny gaps. That breathing is a huge part of why rollers feel like they're moving forward. If your sub is just a constant wall, you'll need aggressive sidechain, and it'll start to feel like EDM. We want space, not a vacuum. Step 4. Phase alignment. This is where weight is either real or imaginary. Loop two bars with just kick and sub. Put utility on the sub track. Try phase invert left, then right. Listen for which option makes the low end feel more solid and centered. It's not always obvious, so do this at a moderate volume. If it still feels hollow, try tiny timing nudges. For an audio kick, use track delay in the mixer, plus or minus 1 to 10 milliseconds. For MIDI sub, you can shift the note start slightly, or use track delay too. And here's the rule. Align for maximum impact at the kick transient. Don't obsess about the smoothest looking waveform. We care about the hit. The moment the system moves air. Step 5. Carve space with rolls, not aggressive EQ. Decide the job. Kick is punch and knock. mostly 70 to 110 plus transient. Sub is continuous weight, mostly 35 to 60 fundamental. On the kick, use a Q8 high pass around 20 to 30 Hz with a gentle slope to remove junk you can't hear, but your limiter definitely can. If the kick is boomy, dip 45 to 70 by 1 to 3 dB with a medium Q. If you need more knock, a small wide boost around 90 to 110, like 1 to 2 dB. If there's boxiness, dip 200 to 350 a little. On the sub, keep it even simpler. If the kick owns 90 to 110, you can do a small dip there on the sub, but only if there's actual masking. Check 120 to 200 if it's muddy, because harmonics can pile up there fast, especially once you saturate. Important note, huge EQ curves in the low end can cause phase shift and make translation worse. Minimal moves, intentional moves. Now step 6, sidechain that feels like rolling DDNB, not festival pumping. Put compressor on the sub track, enable sidechain, select the kick, start around ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 80 to 140 milliseconds, and adjust threshold so you get about 2 to 5 dB gain reduction on the kick hits. Then you tune the release to tempo and groove. At 172 BPM, a release around that 100-ish millisecond area often gets you in the pocket, but you must use your ears. The goal is, the kick pops through, and the bass immediately resumes its forward motion, without that obvious whoosh sound. Extra coach move. If the sidechain feels late, don't slam the attack to zero. Try a slightly slower attack like 2 to 8 milliseconds for tone, and instead trigger the sidechain earlier. Duplicate the kick to a ghost sidechain track, then nudge it earlier by 5 to 15 milliseconds using track delay or clip timing. Now the duck happens in time and it still sounds natural. If you want advanced control without messing up your mid-bass identity, do frequency-dependent ducking with an audio effect rack. Make two chains on the bass or subgroup, one chain low-passed at about 80 to 100 Hz, and put sidechain compression only there. Second chain high-passed at 80 to 100, no ducking. Blend them so the true sub gets out of the kick's way, but the mid-bass stays readable and stable. That's a pro move for keeping the line musical. Step 7. Make a low-end bus and control mono and peaks. Group the kick and sub into a group called LOW-ED-ND. On that group, put EQ8 with a gentle high pass at 20 to 25 Hz. Then glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 milliseconds, release auto and only half a dB to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest moments. This is glue, not flattening. Now mono management. Ableton utility isn't frequency dependent, so we do it with a rack. Create an audio effect rack with two chains. Chain 1, EQ8 low pass at 120 Hz, then utility with width at 0%. Name it sub-mono. Chain 2, EQ8 high pass at 120, leave width at 100%. Name it rest. Now your sub is locked in the center, and your higher bass content can still be wide if you want. Optional limiter at the end of the low-end group, but only catching occasional peaks. If it's working constantly, you're masking a balance problem. Metering check. Spectrum after the group. You want a controlled fundamental peak, not a mountain range of low-mid mess. Now step 8, the old-school arrangement trick. Push-pull over two bars. A lot of that rolling sensation is microdynamics across the phrase. Try this. Bar 1, let the kick feel a touch more dominant. Make the sub notes slightly shorter, like 10 to 30 milliseconds shorter, or increase the sidechain threshold so it ducks, just a hair more. Bar 2, let the sub hold slightly longer between kicks, still ducking on the hit, but filling the gaps more. You've just created movement without adding any plugins. That's the kind of detail that makes a loop feel like a record. You can also use a ghost kick, super low volume, to trigger subtle ducking between the main hits. Not so you hear it, but so the sub breathes in a consistent pocket. Now, before we wrap, let's do a couple of extra coach checks that will save you hours. Temporarily, do a band-limited listen. Put an EQ8 on the master, set it to band pass around 30 to 120 Hz with gentle slopes. Now you're balancing thump and weight without the hats and brakes tricking your ear. Make your kick/sub decision there. Then bypass that EQ when you're done. Second, correlation and mono sanity. Hit mono on utility. If your low end feels bigger in stereo but collapses in mono, that's phantom bass. Usually widened low mids or facey harmonics. Real sub survives mono. Third, stop chasing with faders. Pick an anchor. Either keep the kick peak consistent, or keep the sub steady weight consistent, and adjust the other around it with envelope, ducking, and tiny EQ. Otherwise, you'll spend an hour moving two faders in opposite directions and calling it mixing. And one underrated visual check, low end overhang, freeze and flatten a short section of kick plus sub, zoom in on the waveform. If it stays huge after the kick moment, something's decaying too long. Kick tail, sub release, compressor release, or all three. Tighten the decay, and the groove usually speeds up instantly. Common mistakes to avoid: overwrecking the sub and causing phase weirdness. Ignoring phase alignment and then wondering why it won't get heavy. Too much sidechain, which kills the drive. A kick with a long sub tail masking the bassline. Derido sub, wide low end is weak low end in the Reval world. And mixing kick and sub in solo. Always judge with the break and hats, because the top end changes how you perceive the bottom. Now a quick practice challenge you can do in 20 minutes. Build an 8-bar loop at 170 to 175 BPM. Two-step kick and snare, plus a break layer. Simple rolling sub pattern with some syncopation. Make two versions, same overall loudness. Version A, kick lead. Drop the sub 1 to 2 dB, and aim for about 4 to 6 dB of sidechain gain reduction. Tiny kick boost around 90 to 105 if needed. Version B, sub lead. Raise the sub 1 to 2 dB, reduce sidechain to about 2 to 4 dB. If the kick blooms, cut a touch around 50 to 70. Print both, level match them and a slash B. Then mono check. If one collapses, fix it with the sub mono rack approach, not by turning things up. Recap. Pick a kick and sub with clear rolls. Tune and phase align for real weight. Use minimal EQ with intent. Sidechain for groove, not pump. Control everything through a low-end bus with mono management. And remember, the old-school vibe comes from arrangement microdynamics. Two bars of push-pull can do more than 10 plugins. If you tell me your track key, BPM, and whether your kick is more 909-ish, modern punch, or break sampled, plus whether your bass is pure sine, triangle, or a resub hybrid, I can give you a dialed starting setup with specific note targets and frequency ranges that usually avoid the nastiest collisions.